This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. We have another amazing lineup of speakers, including football legend Perry Tuttle from the national champion Clemson Tigers, Stu Epperson, founder of Truth Radio, a champion for truth, pastors Chris Reed and Rick Joyner, champions for Jesus, Sean and Krista Smith, champions for the family, radio show host Robbie Dillmore, and last but not least, comedian Lee McBride. I want to challenge every man to attend, and every dad and granddad out there to bring your son or grandson of any age. We're going to do something special just for you. It is Father's Day weekend. So get registered today. You don't want to miss a Champions Summit. Why? Because it's time to man up.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com for more information or to sign up today.
Is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today, it's an extra special day because I not only have one guest in studio, I have two guests in studio, and they are our rap artists. You heard that right, rap artists. Hey, maybe I can even get them to give you a sample of that before we... but anyway, Richard Cutright as we know him, yes. Right? As he's known, I should say. And B. Meads, yes, did I say that right? Mm-hmm. So Brandon and Richard, welcome to the Q&A with Koloff.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Richard, all right. So give our listeners, our listening audience, just a quick introduction of Richard Cutright. Who are you? You know, I mentioned the rap, but tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, so I am... rapper, I'm a loving husband, I'm a believer in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, preacher of the gospel, music director for the Justice League, owner of Stay Faithful Clothing, which you find online everywhere at stayfaithfulclothing.com. I'm also, executive producer for several music projects, documentarian, do hair, I mow lawns, I make cakes. I dance at your wedding if you pay me $50.
There's only 24 hours in a day, Richard. Hang on here a minute. I mean, everything you just...
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me means all things. Right now, when I leave here, I'm frying chicken at Bojangles, and I'm working a double at the airport. I just want you to know.
Come on. He wasn't even rapping right there. He was just listening like what he does. So, man. Awesome. So, great to have you in studio. Brandon, give us a quick drop
B
on
B. Meads, I am also a husband and a father of three girls.
Yay.
And a coffee connoisseur. And coffee enthusiast, a believer in Christ to spread the gospel, and just a music maker, man. You know what I'm saying? Love the music.
How long have you guys been together? And I understand you got kind of I love it. Just His League, a group of you guys.
Yes.
And tell us just real quick, Richard, you first, a little bit about how you're utilizing this group to reach the world. And then Brandon, you can chime in on that as well.
Yes, sir. So the League is made up of brothers and sisters from different denominations, different backgrounds, different races. We all have, you know, different hearts for different missions, but we all come together to support another community outreach. prison outreach, big concerts with, you know, artists like KB, Derek Minor, Thizzle, you know what I mean? You traveled all over. Here locally in the Carolinas, we have hopevibes.org, run by my brother and sister Emmanuel and Adrian Threet, who wonderful, you know what I'm saying, just had three beautiful triplets. Hey! You know what I'm saying? They're little cute
triplets.
Babies. They're little babies.
Whoa. Yes. I've got twins and grandchildren.
It's free bird rule when it comes to changing the diapers.
And pretty much all the league is married.
Yes, yes. Everybody is, you know, okay, married with different ministries and stuff. Prior to the pandemic, me and my brother, Ike Hill, shout out to Ike, we were generational investors. We would go to K-12 schools across the nation and throw motivational rap concerts called Realize Anything's Possible, rap acronym. And I really just focus on, built from, you know, I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me, and really just taking the principles that Christ taught and applying them with character education and just throwing really fun concerts. So before the pandemic had hit, we did over 750 schools in 2.5 years across 43 different states. So we were all over the place nonstop, you know what I'm saying, just impacting. And we heard so many testimonies and stories of kids who were making suicide packs, who were going to take their lives if we didn't, like, they said, hey, we were going to kill ourselves this weekend.
If we hadn't come.
And kids who were like, no, I was dealing with bullying and depression. My parents were going through, like, divorce, and I think about running away. And I was failing so much, but you guys came through and y'all encouraged us and y'all impacted us. Mm. And we're so grateful. And to this day, I still get texts and emails. We haven't been doing a school thing for almost 2 years now, and we still get messages from kids who saying, I never forget the way that you impacted my life, the way that you touched me, the way that you encouraged me is unforgettable. And I know that all things are possible because you guys came through and let me know.
That's awesome, Richard. And so Brandon, chime in on that. Give us I'm going to pray and believe that the Lord's going to reopen those opportunities in the school, like you said, reaching generations. But so what's the greatest passion on your heart for what you're doing besides being a coffee connoisseur?
I definitely like to use all avenues that I can think of. To just spread truth. I want to encourage people to love themselves, to love others, love for humanity. I want to push kindness. So a lot of things that I do is I try to use the opportunities that I have to shine a light of kindness and happiness and love and teach others that it's really easy to do. Mm-hmm. It really is. These brothers, man, the brotherhood, we've taken every opportunity to be on different corners of Charlotte for CIAA. We'll just set up a turntable, get some mics, and just right there on the block, just go at it and just have the people come through. We used to do like rap battles and stuff, but they weren't really battles. They were battles,
right?
But they
right.
were a different type of battle. It was like a good versus evil.
It was more of like a what's a debate where we took like different sides to showcase, you know, the truth versus an image of the truth. Because everybody's these days are like, you got your truth and I got my truth, but we're like, it's the truth.
Here's if it's not the truth, that's right.
If it's not the truth, it's not truth. So just giving people the freedom to choose and say, you know, what's going on. So
I think there's like 13 of you, right? What's amazing, what I love is you said, you know, breaking down racial barriers, right, and denominational barriers, and because we know those exist. Let's just be real, right? Those things exist. So I think it's phenomenal that your focus and how the Lord has brought all of you together to address those everyday cultural issues. I think it's amazing.
And one thing that I find amazing is, and this had to be the Lord, like, so we've been together from 2009. This is now 2020, the year of our Lord, 2023. This is 14 years that we've been going together like this as a group of brothers, as a rap group, as individuals with differences. And we've been bonded together, doing life together for that long. And in our industry, in a lot of places, people who have different sides of the spectrum, they don't last that long. They don't last with the longevity that we have. And that's because we've done life together. It's not just, hey, we're trying to take over the city. Hey, mm-hmm. we're trying to grow our ministry. You know, we're trying to do life. We grew up as men of God together. We challenge each other in the word. We've gotten in. We prayed. We travailed. We buried brothers together. Mm-hmm. Said, God rest my brother Eric the Trailblazer, who passed away in 2015. We did life together. Our families have done life together because that's what the church was in the beginning. They did life together.
We've actually spent more time together.
Yeah.
Out and about than in the studio, at least from my standpoint, from my point of view. I've spent more time like on the road and out, just out in prisons and everywhere in fellowship than I have an actual studio with these brothers. I mean, of course, we have spent hours in the studio.
Well, here's what that reminds me of, just real quick, is it reminds me of a man named, hold on. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that guy. Yeah. Who spent a lot more time out in the marketplace among people than he did in the studio or synagogue, right? Mm-hmm. Not that he didn't spend time in the synagogue. We know he did, but it's well documented. Most of his time was spent out among the people.
Will you know, Nikita, when you have that bright shining light, you gotta be amongst the people, yeah. Because if you're not amongst the people, you know, somebody like DiBiase might be the $1 million man. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't look like $1 million, I tell you that.
Come on, Richard. Go for it.
It says it's easier for a man to pass through the eye of a camel than to be $1 million man. We praying for Ted DiBiase. Sorry about your tax problems. Oh, why bring it up? Oh, I ain't mean to bring it up. I know we're wrestling show. Oh, Jesus, Lord, please forgive me. Forgive me, Lord.
Oh, you guys are amazing. All right. Before we transition and get to your questions, because this is the Q&A with Koloff, and I'm going to say this. Be sure, look for these guys on the Man Up show where they give a nice little taste of some of the rap that they do. So real quick, Richard, where can people find out more about you? And then Brandon, where can people find out more about you? So
Spotify, iTunes, everywhere you can look up Cut Right, CutRight. That's my last name. And also it's super dope as my rap name because, you know, when we hold the word, you got to cut right. You got to rightly divide the word. You know what I mean? It's a double-edged sword. If you cut too deep, they're going to bleed to death. If you don't cut deep enough, you'll never get out the cancer. We're doing surgery, so you got to cut right. So that's Cut Right, CutRight, at Mr., MISTER, Cut Right, on all social media platforms. Yes. And my Cash App. Now let me stop.
Brandon.
Yep. And B Meads can be found anywhere the Justice League is found. JHLMG.com. Also at Spotify and wherever their music and information is found. And then also Coffee Squad, COFFEEE Squad. Yes, that's with 3 E's, not with 2.
I love it. Just His League.
We're bloodborn, man. We're purchased. And the thing is this, man, and I know we kind of get into the questions. Our generation wrestles so much with identity. There's such an identity crisis. Mm. Even amongst the church, amongst the denomination, there's such an identity crisis. But if we just focus on the fact that we are His, that we are bloodborn, that we are purchased, that we are saved, that we are redeemed, the sons and daughters of the Most High God, man, then that's all that matters. Focus on the fact that you're His.
Come on. I love it. I get the impression I could do 10 shows with you guys. It just means we're going to have you back to do more shows here somewhere down the road. So, Brandon, you did a pretty good imitation of the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. All right. So let's transition here, and I'm going to give you the opportunity just to throw the first question that you might have for me. So let's transition into that.
Okay, so backstage.
Okay.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Spreading the gospel.
Okay.
How do we get into that? How do you transition to that when you're trying to just have those moments? Has there been moments where you've had a good opportunity to?
It's a good question. So you know, back in my wrestling days, you know, I wasn't a Christ follower. Mm. Not to say I didn't believe in God. I didn't grow up in church, but I did grow up believing there was a God. You know, I just didn't know him personally. And so that wouldn't have been part of our conversation. I say if the name Jesus Christ came up, it wasn't used in a very good light. Let's just say it that way, right? And so during the height of my career, there wasn't any involvement. It was 11 months after I left wrestling that I surrendered my life to Christ, mm-hmm. and then eventually had the opportunity to introduce many of my peers, Uncle Ivan Koloff, my nephew Nikki, invited him to a revival in 1995 where he showed up at the altar and surrendered, had a genuine encounter with Christ. The Road Warriors, both Animal and Hawk, mm. I eventually had a role and sowing seed into their hearts, witnessed Hawk come to an altar in Phoenix, Arizona and give his life to Christ, brought him on the road with me for the next year and a half prior to his passing to share his story mm-hmm. and his testimony in school assemblies and churches, etc. Lex Luger, I've had the opportunity to really just sow into Lex's life once he gave his life to Christ in 2006. The Stinger, the icon mm-hmm. Sting, corralled him in Charlotte, North Carolina, the old Independence Arena, and just spouted Jesus all over him for 30 minutes till he had to go to the ring. And then 3 years later, gave his life to Christ and had the opportunity to really kind of, you might say, mentor, disciple him and his sons. And so there have been, a number of guys, either through books that I have written or just personal testimony or just trying to be salt of the earth and the light of the world to these guys and impact the wrestling community, the wrestling world that way. So not a real light, a pretty dark world for the most part, wrestling has been, professional wrestling. And so to be light in that world is can be real challenging if you're a believer mm-hmm. in that world. So if that answers your question. All right, Richard, we're going to throw it over to you.
So follow-up question with your last statement. So what advice would you give to those who are in the wrestling industry who are believers and yet, you know, in the time and climate are, you know, things have been kind of silenced down? Like, we know that there are those who are outspoken, like AJ Styles is a believer. I believe R-Truth is a believer. I know there's several believers that are in the industry that are on high platforms, but what advice would you give them in terms of being salt and light in
right? So as we were discussing before we came on air, in many, many different professions, whether it's UFC fighting or professional wrestling or you know, football, whatever the platform is, right? It doesn't just have to be sports, but obviously athletes and entertainers like yourselves have a major platform, mm. right? Because there's going to be people out there listening that aren't rappers, that aren't professional wrestlers, that might be just a school teacher. I say, a stay-at-home mom. So we all have a platform, right? Every one of us, and somebody's looking up to each of us or looking at each of us, whether we realize it or not. And so my advice is, I'm reminded of a quote from, and I believe the credit goes to Sir Francis of Assisi, who said this: at all times, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and when necessary, use words. So the best advice I could give to anyone in whatever walk of life you're in, whether it's an AJ Styles or anyone else, is is just live it. If you say, if you call yourself a believer, if you profess to be a believer, a Christ follower, I'm going to actually say that. If you profess to be a Christ follower and a believer in Jesus, then go out and live it. Live it. Live it for your children. Live it for your coworkers. And then perhaps the Lord gives you the opportunity because they're stressed out, your coworkers stressed out about something and visibly see that you handle situations differently. You don't react to something that you maybe respond instead of reacting like, what's different about it? Then you may get the opportunity to then share your testimony or your story and how Jesus changed your life. So that would be my approach and my advice. That's an excellent question. That would be my advice to anyone in any walk of life on how to be salt and light to the world. So,
you know, it's crazy just hearing you talk about like that. I'm reminded of like one of our favorite wrestlers is Eddie Guerrero. And when Eddie Guerrero passed, we didn't know like that he was a believer in that JBL who had to online berate him with all kind of like race, you Mexican, I'm saying all these racial undertones, but backstage he was pouring into him, having Bible studies with him, praying for him and leading him to Christ. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like you said, it's a performance platform, you know, and regardless of what the platform is, know that Christ is the one that's on the platform first.
So let me just interject this real quick. You mentioned the name AJ Styles, and I met AJ way back in the early days of
TNA?
Of what is now Impact, TNA. I was actually living in Nashville at the time. Jeff Jarrett was trying to talk me into getting back in the ring, and I'm like, Jeff, I ain't got no desire to put those tights back on, bro. You can just stand on the apron. I'm like, the wrestling nightmare is not just going to stand on the ring apron and not get in the ring, Jeff. Come on, be real. Anyway, I did four shows, so I did cameo appearances, came in under the hood with Dusty one time, and anyway. But I said, Jeff, I'm more interested in having a Bible study before. That was when they were doing Wednesday night live pay-per-view every week when they first launched. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm more interested in doing a Bible study for any one of your guys or any one of your that want to attend. AJ Styles was faithfully there at every single one of those Bible studies. Terry Taylor made a few of those. And so I did about maybe a half a dozen or six or eight of those Bible studies. 15, 20 minutes, something short. But man, AJ always came with questions. I think he was maybe young in his faith then, but yeah. Not sure. But let's roll on real quick. Brandon, you have one more question for me?
I'm good.
I have a question. So have there been any situations where now that you're a believer, you are able to reconcile any relationships that were hard pressed during you coming up? Like, has the Lord given you any of those opportunities to reconcile and be witness to those people or to anyone who was wrong?
Excellent question. Yes, sir. In fact, we did a whole show, thanks to my man Robbie Dillmore at his recommendation. We did a whole show on my dad. And the quick backstory on that, for those who maybe don't know that story, you'll have go into the Man Up podcast archives. Go on to the Truth app or download the Truth app. But go into the archives of the Man Up show, back to the special show I did dedicated to my dad. Left when I was three, so I grew up basically fatherless, right? Youngest of four, single mom. And he came back into my life in my college football days. He came to my games and stuff, but it was a very superficial relationship. And it wasn't until I was 45 and he was 84 that the Lord put it on my heart to start to reach out to him and communicate with him more and just tell. I had never, at 45 years of age, never once told him I loved him. I had never heard from him that he loved me. Took about a process of about 4 months there of repeatedly telling him I love him, that for the very first time, he eventually, on his birthday, on his 85th birthday, he said, I love you too, son, right? And then that opened a door of reconciliation, restoration for the next nine to 10 years, where he even traveled with me some, and he was a believer.
Wow.
And so We had Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He would testify and share his story of grabbing the old rugged cross. I would preach the gospel. The Holy Spirit would show up, and people would get saved, and lives would be changed. And then all that to say, the very last words out of his mouth, I was there when he went home to be with the Lord in heaven. He muscled himself up out of his easy boy chair. I was leaving that night. He was in an assisted living. He gave me a hug. The dude didn't even know how to hug back then. I'm a hugger now, man. I hug people, right, until it's uncomfortable. Okay. He was like hugging a bookcase, you know. He didn't even know how to hug. But he got up. He gave me a hug. And the very last words out of his mouth on this earth was, "I love you, son." As I departed his room that night, the next day he went into a coma, never woke up, went home to be with Jesus. Wow. And so that's one of the best for me story of reconciliation and redemption that God has given me. So,
That's amazing.
So, well, we are out of time today, but man, we got it. We're going to work it out to get you guys, and you can bring Brandon with you or some of your other posse, man. You got 13 of you. I don't know if we can fit 13 in the studio, but we got you guys be willing to come back sometime, do some more shows.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, yes sir. Always.
Okay. So just real quick, one more time, Brandon, where's the best place people can find out more about you?
CoffeeSquad.com, CoffeeE Squad.com. It has all the links there.
Okay, and where is all your links, Richard?
Instagram, Spotify, everything else is Cutright, CutRighT. But make sure you go and follow Just His League, JustHis League at YouTube. You see all our content and everything else that we've been doing over the past 13, 14 years.
Man, you guys are amazing. So thanks for being in studio with me today. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Q&A with Koloff. Until next time, God bless you. Have an amazing day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com and get registered today for the Holy Land Tour.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.